Well, thank you, Bill. I'm here with Lieutenant Paul Massarelli, who's with the Baltimore County Fire Department. What can you tell us? What's the latest?
Today, about 10:15, we had a building collapse over at Sparrows Point. They're demolishing the old mills, and while they were working inside today, one of the roofs collapsed on top of them. We had a total of 9 patients that were injured. Originally, we had a report that there was 5. After we got them assessed and transported to the hospital, a couple more came over and said, oh yeah, my arm's hurting or my leg's hurting, something like that. Very minor injuries for those. 4 of the patients are at shock trauma in serious and critical conditions. Condition at this point. The others were taken to Bayview in minor injuries.
Tell us about the injuries, the critical injuries. What kind of injuries are they?
I was just informed that the injuries are more orthopedic and head injuries. Other than that, I don't have any more information. I'm waiting for shock trauma to call me now.
Based on what you know, where were these people in the building collapse when this happened?
They were working on the equipment. They had like cherry pickers in there working. They had some little Bobcat bulldozers, and so at that point I'm not sure what each person was working on, but you know, as the roof collapsed, that caused more injuries.
And these are people working for a private company that are part of taking this down?
That's correct.
Okay. And you told me that the 3 taken to shock trauma, 1 additional to Bayview, correct?
4 total at shock trauma. In serious to critical condition. All the other 5 were taken to Bayview.
Okay. Now tell us about the operation. Has it been suspended for today?
I'm sure the operation has been suspended. MOSHA, OSHA, and the Baltimore County Police Department will be doing the investigation on what actually occurred. The fire department has actually ceased our operations. We've transported all the patients into this. You know, the scene is safe as far as that is go. So we've actually dismantled all our operations, and it now falls on the police.
And I know you told me some orthopedic injuries. Did things fall on top of these funds? I mean, how did this happen from what you know?
From what I can tell from over there, the roof collapsed in the center. And so as it fell, I'm sure things hit them in the head. I was just informed that there were some head injuries and orthopedic injuries. Other than that, I'm not really sure.
And do you know anything about the building that this was being worked on?
It was the old cold strip mill that they're dismantling. Other than that, it's just a large structure.
I was going to say, it's a big structure. From what I looked at, it looked to be like maybe a football field or 2 in length.
It's probably about 2 or 3 football fields in length and about 5 stories high.
So a couple of M&T Bank Stadium size buildings.
Correct, yes.
All right, Lieutenant Paul Massarelli with the Baltimore County Fire Department, thank you very much for joining us. Again, you heard the latest there. Bill, I'll send it back to you.